My senses ignite as the doorbell rings, the air suddenly filled with anticipation and promise. I have to retain my poise as I reach the door, my legs quivering with excitement under the black latex trousers. I'm the picture of composure and calm as I open the door and silently beckon him inside with a slow turn of my gaze. I'm ready. He better be too. Slowly, purposefully so, I walk to the treatment room. I allow myself a silent gasp as I hear the door close behind me, not missing a beat in my steady glide over the wooden floor. The only sound now are the rhythmic tapping of my heels on the wood as I walk, and a faint quickening of his breath as he rushes to follow. I dim the lights as I enter, just enough to convey an air of mystery whilst maintaining full visibility. Both of us will need this as the next hour progresses. All of the senses will be stimulated, and sight is a tantalisingly important factor. With a casual flick of my hand, he inches past me and starts to undress. Good. He's already keeping to his end of the arrangement. His memory as strong as the desire that's now firing in his eyes as he surveys the scene. As the final items of his clothing hit the floor, I flick my hand again, this time towards the bench positioned at the centre of the room. He raises an eyebrow and walks calmly to the bench, making sure to maintain eye contact as he travels, as per my instructions. He's been here so many times now. I think we could successfully get through these sessions without the formalities of prior arrangement. But he likes it so much, to have the air of anticipation filled with my simple, yet definite steps written out for his preparation. And I like them too. No surprises, no aching doubts. As he makes his final descent onto the bench, I widen my arms in a questioning pose. He nods, straight-faced in agreement. He likes the room like this. Minimalist. Almost bare. Only the bench and his harnesses to see. And the box? Only I know what's in the box. That's for him to find out as the hour progresses. Without hesitation, he lifts each leg in turn so I can bind his ankles in their harness. A gentle tug on the straps to ensure stability and just the right amount of available movement, and I move to his arms, quietly securing his wrists in the same manner. He lets out a faint whimper as the realization hits that I now have full control. He's allowed to whimper. Any sounds are acceptable, as long as not formed by coherent speech. There's no room in here for his voice. And safe words are an entity we mutually agreed were redundant a long time ago. Words are formed before we meet, not during. His gaze now descends to his cock, as a more audible whimper escapes his breath. I take the separator ring from the box and apply it with clinical efficiency, pausing for a few moments to analyse the angles and tightness. His balls now swollen and his firm, expectant cock at a 45-degree angle from his quivering torso. Now I'm ready. The next item from the box brings yet another whimper from his lips, as he senses the first delicate touch on his thigh. The feather always brings this reaction. It's tantalising. Light touch firing jolts of electricity through his skin, teasing his body to react. As I trace circles and lines over his now tensing torso, his breath begins to quicken and his senses begin to focus. The squirming stops suddenly though, as I quickly sweep the soft tendrils over his now fully hard cock. A yelp. A moan. There. Now he's ready too. Just as his hips start to rise, I pause the feather right at his tip. A pause, another moan, then a light tap. He gasps as his hips normalize. It's time for the next addition. I can almost hear his pulse as I reach back into the box, quickening in anticipation. I hold the bottle up so he can see what's next. A lopsided grin starts to form on his face as I flip the lid open. Slowly, I start to drip the cold, oily liquid onto his cock. Starting at the now swollen and engorged head, I form a thin line of lube all the way down his cock. He lets out a loud breath as the coldness of the oil breaks through his senses. I smile as his cock starts to twitch in the warm air. Deliberately, I take my time returning the bottle to the box. I want him to wait just a short while before my next step. I turn slightly as I straighten up, my eyes questioning and wide as I turn again to face him. I glance down at my chest and slowly undo the zipper while pressing my tits together for his visual pleasure. Another twitch, another moan. The latex top now completely removed and thrown in the corner. He whimpers softly as I slowly walk towards him, in a move which I know will force him dangerously close to an abrupt end to proceedings. I now have to be careful not to let my own desires get the better of me. Rapidly, I grab his now glistening cock and twist my hand around his shaft while letting a loud, passionate moan escape my lips. His legs tighten at the immediacy of my actions, and a strained yell now fills the air. My soft, warm hand glides frantically over his straining cock. Just as I sense a further tensing in his torso, I release my hand at the top of the upstroke and immediately walk around the bench so his head is at my waist. He's panting now, rapid and broken breaths. I place my hands on his chest and lightly push down, willing him to relax and straighten his frame. As his breath begins to normalize, I run my hands over his chest in swirling soft circles. I let out a soft moan and he responds with a contented hum. Good. He's rid of the edge. For now. I glide around to his side, making sure to maintain contact on his chest with my hands as I move. I allow him a smile, only briefly before my hands travel towards his stomach. I face him and raise my eyebrows, waiting for my cue to begin again. A small nod and the baring of his teeth are all my hands need to work their way down to his gorgeous cock once more. I run my hands over his stomach and underneath the shaft at first, making sure to give his full and aching balls some much-needed attention. His back arches again, more controlled this time as my fingers and palms massage his balls. His cock dances as my hands do their work, straining wildly in the air as it waits for my touch. With one oily hand caressing his balls, I start to twist and stroke his throbbing, pulsating cock. God, I love this. The feelings are mutual when I let my hands do the work. It feels so powerful to have a cock in my hand like this. Each and every groan and twitch is at my command. A subtle increase in pressure here, a deliberate twist there, and he's completely under my spell. Again, I have to keep my senses sharp and focused. I really can't have him finishing. Not just yet. As I feel his legs start to tense just that little bit longer than before, I slip my hands away from him and again make my move towards the box. Not looking at him this time conveys an air of purpose, but this is the last act, so I make sure to keep the retrieved item out of his view. This is the part that's never prepared in advance. This is my choice and mine alone. He knows this and agreed to it. No surprise there. I approach him this time towards his feet. His legs are placed apart just enough by the harness to allow comfortable access. And I marvel at the perspective as I slowly inch forward. Calmly, I let out a satisfied moan. His cock looks incredible from this angle, as do his full and swollen balls held slightly apart by the ring. Silently, I let the fingers of one hand start to circle his balls, and I get the response I hoped for. My eyes fix firmly on his and my hand moves upwards and I start to stroke him again. Firmer this time, glancing down at the slippery movements and letting out another more urgent moan. With my other hand, still glistening from the previous actions, I begin to move towards his ass. I sense another quickening of his breath as my fingers near their goal. And I instinctively tighten my grip on his shaft with my other hand, holding his cock firmly in the air as my fingers circle his hole. He utters a loud moan as my finger enters him. His cock twitches in my hand as his ass starts to clench with delight. A few slow seconds later, I insert another finger to join the first, and he yelps, his legs swinging rapidly in the air beside me. My other hand slips from his cock and he gasps as his hip moves upward in a vain attempt to reach my hand with his cock. My hand reaches down for the final piece of the puzzle, that unknown last item from the box. I pause to take in this wondrous scene. Look at him. Just look at him. Laying there, waiting for release. I can't wait any longer. In a sweeping, rapid motion, I grab the item from the bench and return my hand to his cock. I can feel the warmth inside him immediately, and I know there's little time for me to act. Quickly, I press the small button and the vibrations in the smooth bullet vibrator commence. He yells in an almost primal, pained expression of intensity. His back starts to arch as I firmly hold the toy on his shaft, just as his sweet spot under the tip. The fingers in his ass now squeezed tightly together by his spasming muscles. I know the end is near. There's a pause. A delicious, almost unbearable pause as he stiffens further. His breath stops, as does mine, as I stare into his eyes for the final time. His face tenses as his breath returns, his eyes wide with a look of surprise and fear. And then it hits. His legs jolt along with his hips, his frame contorting wildly as he yells violently into the warm air. The yell heightens as his ass clenches around my now aching fingers. His hips surge as his balls rise rapidly in their cage. He explodes in my hand, oozing an initial watery stream, then violently erupting thick, plentiful jets of hot, delicious cum into the air and onto his chest and stomach. A seemingly endless torrent of release almost covers his torso as his whole body convulses all around me. I gasp, almost silently, as I watch the scene play out, my nipples alert and sensitive, my legs quivering with delight and itching to dance, my clit now soaked and inflamed, pulsating as the sights and sounds fill my senses to the brim. Still twitching, but more controlled now, his body starts to soften. His breath begins to normalise too, accompanied by gradually softer gasps and soft contented moans as he starts to adjust back into the physical world. "Thank you," he utters, almost imperceptibly as I take a small step backwards from the bench, allowing him this small indiscretion to our promise of no verbal exchange in this room. I offer my response. "Shut up and get dressed," tugging quickly at the straps on his wrist to free them, giving him a sly but knowing wink as I head for the door.